Thank you, Brad, and good morning, everyone. Hope everyone made it through the weekend dry and safe. Be prepared for closed roads and localized flooding as you head out this morning, particularly in the Eel River Valley and in southern Humboldt. The Eel River is expected to be 4 feet above flood stage by this evening, and that could make Highway 211 impassable. There are several road closures throughout the county, including Hookton Road at Eel River Drive, Port Kenyon Road between Market and California, Meridian Road between Port Kenyon and Centerville, Kitmu Road, Howard Heights Road, and Elk River Road. Other roadways have been impacted by the rain and are open but may be flooded, including the Dyerville Loop, Crennel Road, Freshwater at several locations, Old Arcata at Jacoby Creek and Ole Hansen, Elk Creek south of Pine Hill, and Zane Road. Check the road conditions before you set out this morning. On Friday, the Eureka City Council announced it had hired William Panos as the new city manager to replace Dave Tyson, who steps down at the end of the month. Panos comes to Eureka from West Sacramento, where he was the head of the Public Works Department, and his experience both with the Port of Sacramento and the rail lines leading from the city were one of the reasons the council made its decision, according to Eureka Mayor Frank Yeager.
His experience in Sacramento as the Public Works Director, he was in charge of the Port of Sacramento and also in charge of rail operations connected to the Port of Sacramento. So those are both big things that we're looking at here in, around Humboldt Bay to make everything viable again.
One key decision that was put on hold until a new manager was appointed was the hiring of a new police chief, as Yeager explains.
We asked him about that, and he's ready to step forward and look at who we've got for candidates as far as the chief of police goes, and that's going to be one of the big things he has to do right off the bat. And that's important for the cities.
Yeager went on to say that he and the council are very pleased with the decision to appoint Panos and look forward to working with him. Humboldt Bay firefighters were called out to a structure fire in the 2600 block of I Street in Eureka yesterday morning. When firefighters arrived, they saw smoke coming from a second-floor apartment over a garage, what was found to be vacant. Firefighters gained entry, knocked down the fire, and searched the space. The cause of the fire remains under investigation, and there was significant smoke and water damage to the interior of the apartment. Anyone with information about the cause of the fire is asked to contact the Humboldt Bay Fire Department. On Friday night, officers from the Arcata Police Department conducted an investigation into possible drug sales activity at a motel in Valley West. Officers obtained a search warrant for a vehicle and room at the motel and found approximately a half ounce of heroin packaged for sale, with a street value of a few hundred dollars. Officers arrested 25-year-old Eureka resident Matthew Casagrande and 22-year-old Eureka resident Nisha Watts Brown for possession of heroin and possession for sale. Both were booked into county jail. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for our community news as we turn the focus appropriately to preparing for natural disasters and the winter storms that regularly move through our region. Here's Anthony Mantova with more.
For this month's Our Community, we will explore disaster preparedness in the region. One of the treacherous acts of nature unique to Northern California and Southern Oregon are tsunamis. Crescent City Harbor has been wiped out and rebuilt over the years, a historical tradition that is leading the district to up the ante on harbor safety. The Harbor District is focused now on constructing a tsunami-resistant port, and to Harbor Master Richard Young's knowledge, it will be the first of its kind for the West Coast.
This is the first harbor we know of, or our engineers know of, or the contractors who are actually building it know of, is designed with tsunami forces specifically in mind. We did it because of the unique position that Crescent City finds itself in.
It's a new outlook, as a constructed harbor will be built to resist the type of large-scale tsunamis that are predicted to impact the coastline every 50 years. It is possible to build an invincible harbor, except that
the engineers tell me they could design a structure that would resist anything. The problem is no one could afford to build it.
Stay tuned next Monday for the next Our Community.
And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.